The next variety of hard red winter wheat from Kansas State University has officially arrived. KS13DH004135, also known as Providence. After a contaminated chemical was accidentally applied, Dr. Alan Fritz, a wheat breeder with Kansas State University, lamented that the program lost essentially half of the breeding program at that location in 2015. But there was a saving grace. In the 47 head rows in the field from its population, a double haploid line survived the chemical application. Fritz kept just 3 of those 47, in addition to other material from that location, to advance through the K-State breeding program. As with all new varieties, Fritz and the K-State wheat breeding team put this new line to the test. The upcoming variety has higher average yield compared to commercial checks tested over the last 3 years. Yield potential is at the very top end, beating Zenda by 10 bushels per acre over the last 2 years, and Bob Dole by 7 bushels per acre. The line is taller with excellent straw strength. The line also has excellent leaf rust resistance, good resistance to tan spot, and intermediate resistant to fusarium head blight and stripe rust. The upcoming variety has also performed well in a multitude of crop rotations and management styles, including planting after soybeans as well as after corn, and in both conventional and no-till programs. The line is only intermediate on acid soils, so it is not a good fit for low pH soil. While no one can control the weather, the K-State Wheat Breeding Program, supported by a collaboration between K-State, the Kansas Wheat Commission, and the Kansas Wheat Alliance, works to set producers up for agronomic success. The funding from wheat farmers is used for the operation of the program, including staff time to plant and harvest more than 20,000 yield plots per year, equipment purchases and upkeep, and travel to plots like the ones in Ashland. The partnership also supports the adoption of new technologies to decrease development time, like the double haploid process that produced this new variety. Combined, this work results in tested varieties that serve producers for years. Fritz compared this latest release to others from the K-State program that have led the state in production, quality, and acreage, including Overly, Fuller, Everest, and Bob Dole. For Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.